This is the Sakar Moli of 4th of November 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are now being made into true deities by the true Father. Therefore there will be no need to have the company of the truth, satsang, a religious gathering, in the golden age, the age of truth. Question. Why is it that deities cannot perform any sinful actions in the Golden Age? Answer. Because they were blessed by the True Father. Sinful actions begin to be performed when you are cursed by Ravan. In the Golden and Silver Ages, you are in salvation. There is no mention of degradation at that time. There are no vices, and therefore no sinful actions are performed. Everyone in the Copper and Iron Ages is in degradation, and they therefore continue to perform sinful actions. This is something that has to be understood. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. He is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and also the Supreme Satguru. When people are told this praise of the Father, it is automatically proved that Sri Krishna cannot be a father of anyone. He is a small child, a prince of the Golden Age. He cannot even be a teacher. He himself sits and studies with a teacher. There are no gurus there because everyone is in salvation. For half a cycle there is salvation, and for half a cycle there is degradation. Because there is salvation there, there is no need for this knowledge there. There is no mention of this knowledge there, because it is through this knowledge here that you receive salvation for 21 births. Then, from the Copper Age until the end of the Iron Age, there is degradation. So how could Sri Krishna exist in the Copper Age? No one is aware of this. There is deep significance in every aspect, and it is most essential to explain everything. That one is the Supreme Father and the Supreme Teacher. In English, you would only call him the Supreme. Some English words are very good, for instance, the word drama. A play is not called a drama, film, because there can be a change of actors in a play. They say that this world cycle continues to turn, but they don't know how it turns. No one knows whether it repeats identically or whether there is any change in it. They say whatever is predestined, it is taking place. This is definitely a play which continues to repeat. It is only human beings who have to continue to go around this cycle. Okay, what is the duration of this cycle? How does it repeat? How long does it take to rotate? No one knows this. There are the clans of Buddhists and those of Islam who have parts to play in the drama. There is no dynasty of you Brahmins. This is the Brahmin clan. It is called the most elevated Brahmin clan. There is also the deity clan. It is very easy to explain this. Angels reside in the subtle region. There are no flesh and bones there. Deities have flesh and bones. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. Why have they portrayed Brahma emerging from the navel of Vishnu? these things do not exist in the subtle region, nor are there any ornaments there. This is why Brahma is portrayed as a Brahmin in a white costume. At the end of his many births, Brahma becomes a poor, ordinary human being. At this time, he wears homespun cotton. Those poor people don't understand what a subtle body is. The father explains to you that there are only angels there who have no flesh or bones. There can't be any decoration in the subtle region. But because that has been portrayed in the pictures, Baba grants a vision of it and explains the meaning to you, just as he grants visions of Hanuman. There is no such human being as Hanuman. They have created many types of picture on the path of devotion. If you say anything to those who believe in them, they become upset. They worship goddesses, etc., so much, and then sink them. All of that is the path of devotion. They are trapped up to their necks in the quicksand of the path of devotion. How can they be removed from that? It becomes difficult to remove them from that. Some become instruments to remove others, but they then become trapped themselves. They themselves become trapped up to their necks in the quicksand, that is, they fall into vice, which is the biggest quicksand. These things do not exist in the golden age. You are now being made into true deities by the true Father. There is no company of the truth, religious gathering, in the golden age. It is here on the path of devotion that you have religious gatherings. People think that everyone is a form of God. They don't understand anything at all. The Father sits here and explains, in the Iron Age, all are sinful souls, whereas in the Golden Age, all are charitable souls. There is the difference of day and night. You are now at the confluence age. You know both the Iron Age and the Golden Age. The main thing is to go from this side to the other side. They mention an ocean of poison and an ocean of milk, but they don't understand anything. The Father now sits here and tells you the secrets of actions and neutral actions. People perform actions, but some acts are neutral and others are sinful. In Ravan's kingdom, all actions are sinful. There are no sinful actions in the Golden Age, because there is the kingdom of Rama there. They had received blessings from the Father. Ravan curses you. This is a play about happiness and sorrow. Everyone remembers the Father at a time of sorrow. No one remembers him at a time of happiness. There are no vices there. You children have been told that the sapling is being planted. It is now that the system of planting saplings starts. The Father started the system of planting a sapling. When it was the British government here, it was never printed in the papers that saplings were planted. The Father sits here and plants the sapling of the deity religion. He doesn't plant any other sapling. There are many other religions, but the deity religion has disappeared. Because they became corrupt in their religion and actions, they changed its name. Those who belong to the deity religion will go into the same deity religion again. Everyone has to go into his own religion. Those who belong to the Christian religion cannot come out of that and go into the deity religion. They cannot be liberated from it. Yes, some souls of the deity religion who were converted into the Christian religion will return to their deity religion. They will really like this knowledge and yoga a great deal, and this will prove that they belong to your religion. You need to have broad and unlimited intellects to understand and explain these things. You have to imbibe all of these things, and when you relate them to others, not just to read them from a book, like someone relating the Gita to other people who sit and listen to him. Some are able to recite the verses of the Gita by heart. They all sit and extract their own meanings from it. All the verses are in Sanskrit. It is remembered that if you were to make an ocean into ink and a whole forest into pens, there would still be no end to this knowledge. The Gita is very small. It only has 18 chapters. Some people even wear a tiny Gita around their necks. It has very minute writing. Some have a habit of wearing it around their necks. They make such a tiny locket. In fact, it is a matter of just a second. Once you belong to the Father, it is as though you become a master of the world. Such children even begin to write to Baba, "Baba, I am your one-day-old child." They have faith in just one day and instantly write a letter to Baba. Since you have become a child, you are a master of the world. This hardly sits in anyone's intellect. You become the masters of the world. There are no other lands there. All name and trace of them will have disappeared. No one there is even aware that those lands existed. If they did exist, their history and geography would also definitely exist. Those lands don't exist there. This is why it is said that you become the masters of the world. Baba has explained, "I am your father and I am the ocean of knowledge. This knowledge is so elevated that we become the masters of the world through it. Our Father is the supreme. He is the true father and the true teacher. He tells us the truth. The teachings he gives us are unlimited. He is the unlimited guru who grants salvation to everyone. When you sing praise of the one, that praise cannot belong to anyone else. That can only be when he makes you equal to himself. Therefore, you also become purifiers." People write Satnam, in the name of truth. You mothers are purifier Ganges. You can be called Shiv Shaktis, or those who belong to the clan of Shiva, the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, who belong to the clan of Shiva. Everyone belongs to the clan of Shiva, but creation is created through Brahma, and so you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris only exist at the confluence age. He adopts you through Brahma. First of all, there are you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. If anyone objects, you can tell him, "This is Prajapita Brahma, the one whom the Father enters. The father says, I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births. They portray Brahma emerging from the navel of Vishnu. Acha, so whose navel did Vishnu emerge from? You can paint an arrow indicating vice versa. Vishnu becomes Brahma and Brahma becomes Vishnu. This one emerges from that one and that one emerges from this one. This one takes 1 second, whereas that one takes 5,000 years. These are wonderful things that you can explain while sitting with them. The father says, Lakshmi and Narayan take 84 births, and then I enter this one at the end of the last of his many births and make him this. This is something that has to be understood. Sit down and we will tell you why we call him Brahma. These pictures have been made to show to the whole world. We can explain these to you. However, only those who are destined to understand this will understand it. For those who don't understand it, we say that they don't belong to our clan. Although they may go there, they will be part of the subjects. To us, all are poor, helpless ones. Those who are poor in terms of wealth are said to be poor, helpless ones. You children have to imbibe very many points. Lectures have to be given on topics. Is this topic any less? They show 4 arms for Prajapita Brahma and Saraswati. Therefore, 2 arms are for the daughter. They are not a couple. In fact, the couple is Vishnu. Brahma's daughter is Saraswati. Shankar too doesn't have a partner. This is why they speak of Shiv and Shankar. What does Shankar do? Destruction takes place through atomic bombs. How could the father bring death to his children? That would be a sin. The father, in fact, takes all of you to the land of peace without any effort. Everyone settles his karmic accounts and returns home, because this is the time for settlement. The father comes to do service. He grants salvation to everyone. You too will first receive liberation and then salvation. These matters have to be understood. No one else knows these matters at all. You can see that some eat your head a great deal, and yet they still don't understand anything at all. Those who want to understand well will come and understand. Tell them, if you want to understand each thing, you have to give some time. Here you are ordered to give the father's introduction. This is a forest of thorns. Everyone causes sorrow for one another. It is called a land of sorrow. The golden age is a land of happiness. We will explain to you how this land of sorrow changes into that land of happiness. Lakshmi and Narayan were in a land of happiness. Then, while taking 84 births, they entered this land of sorrow. How was this one named Brahma? The father says, I enter this one and inspire him to have unlimited renunciation. The father inspires instant renunciation because he has to inspire him to do service. He inspires everything. Many emerged after him and they were also given names. Those people then showed the example of kittens. All of those are tall stories. How can there be kittens? A cat would not sit and listen to this knowledge. Baba shows you many ways to serve. If someone doesn't understand anything, tell him. Until you understand Alpha, you won't be able to understand anything else. Have faith in this one thing and write it down. Otherwise you will forget it. Maya will make you forget it. The main thing is the Father's introduction. Our Father is the Supreme Father and the Supreme Teacher, who tells us the secrets of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world, that no one else knows. It takes time to explain this. Until they understand the Father, they will continue to ask questions. Unless they have understood Alpha, they won't be able to understand Beta. They will continue to have doubts for nothing and ask, "Why do you say it's like that, when it is like this in the scriptures?" Therefore, first of all, give everyone the Father's introduction. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Keep the deep philosophy of karma, neutral karma, and sinful karma in your intellect, and don't perform any sinful actions. Imbibe this knowledge and yoga, and then give this knowledge to others. 2. Do the service of changing ordinary humans into deities by giving this true knowledge of the true Father. Remove everyone from the quicksand of vice. Blessing. May you show the proof of your faith by experiencing spiritual intoxication and becoming constantly victorious. Alaukik spiritual intoxication is your mirror of faith. The proof of faith is intoxication, and the proof of intoxication is happiness. Maya cannot carry out any of her games in front of those who remain constantly happy and intoxicated. Maya cannot enter the kingdom of a carefree emperor. Spiritual intoxication easily enables you to forget this old world and your old sanskars. Therefore, constantly maintain the intoxication of your soul conscious form, the intoxication of your spiritual life, the intoxication of being an angel, and the intoxication of the future, and you will become victorious. Slogan: the virtue of sweetness is a greatness of Brahmin life. Therefore become sweet and make others sweet. Avyakt signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi. Just as bodiless Bapdada has to take support of a body in order to make you children bodiless, in the same way, each of you, while in this life and in that body, have to be stable in the stage of a bodiless soul, in soul consciousness, and as a Karavanha, one who gets things done, enable that body to perform actions. That body is a Karanha, one who does, and you are its bodiless Karavanha. This stage is known as the bodiless stage and following the Father. The stage of following the Father is to be constantly bodiless, beyond any awareness of your body, to be incorporeal. Om Shanti.